Thursday of the first week of Ordinary Time, the Gospel is Mark 1, 40-45. A leper came to him, and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched the leper, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, it's hard for us even to imagine the horror of contracting leprosy in the times of Jesus. First, it was incurable. But in addition, you were ostracized from your family, from your friends. You were not allowed to enter the temple and worship with the people of Israel because it was believed that someone who had leprosy was being punished by God. So he was not only unclean physically, but also spiritually. That's what they believed. So imagine the suffering of this poor people. And according to the law of Leviticus, they had to stay away in deserted places. And should anyone approach them, they would have to scream out, "Unclean, unclean," to give the person a chance to run away. You see, people were so afraid of being contaminated with this bacteria that would slowly rot your flesh as you are living, and your fingers will fall off, your ears, your nose. It was totally horrendous. And it's hard even to bear it. You know, like Father Damien, who worked with the lepers and died a leper himself, speaks about the difficulty he had at the beginning just to be able to resist the stench coming from this putrefacting skin. But this man believed that Jesus could heal him. And that's already amazing, because even today, many Christians do not expect Jesus to heal them. We don't realize the power and the love of Jesus. And Jesus says, "I do will it, be made clean." How amazing. By the words of Jesus, the bacteria is eradicated. Not only that, but the skin takes again its rightful order. In other words, from the chaos in the skin in his body comes again perfect order. The healing, the molecules, the cells all come back to their rightful place. What does that make you think about? Well, Jesus Christ is the Word, through whom all things were created. So right now, as I speak, the entire cosmos, the universe, is held in order. And it's existing because of Jesus Christ. He has the authority over all things, and he maintains and creates every moment all of reality. And so it is with our soul and our mind and our bodies, and how much we need to turn to him, to allow him to continuously recreate us, transform us, bring us into right order physically and spiritually. Now, I want to say something very important to you. Many people sincerely want to get rid of bad habits, like smoking, but also pornography, like also murmuring, whatever habit it is, and they find they can't. Well, the way to be healed from those things cannot be just trying to push them out, because our soul, our hearts are sick and they are taken over by these powers. So the answer is to move ourselves continuously to gaze upon Jesus crucified. And just like Jesus had pity on this man, because the heart of Jesus is filled with love, he wants to communicate this love to us so that we too are moved with compassion, with love. And this becomes a fire in our hearts. We gaze upon Jesus, then we continue to ponder the word like you're doing right now. Every day, ponder the word. Give it time, give it your heart, give it your mind. Engage in it. And as you do that, you will find a new source of power in your soul. Your soul will be more and more brought back to health. And then the other tendencies are going to start diminishing, because you will see them and desire to cast them out, and you will have the power to do so. You see, you can't drive out darkness directly. What you can do is turn on the light. So we can't just drive out demons and sin directly, but what we can do is turn to the Lord and proclaim his name and enter into his heart and live what he lives. And you know what's going to happen as you do that, though, is your heart is going to experience also the sorrows, the sufferings of Christ. And you will have pity upon the lepers of today. That will come into your heart. You will suffer and love. And this will become your life. Now, in order for this to happen, there has to be a transformation. And it is painful. And that's why we have to be crucified every day, like St. Paul says. But what a great, great gift. Because a new life is being reshaped in you. Because you and I truly are also lepers. There's chaos in us. There's disorder. And Jesus wills it. But we need to yield and allow him to do this work. Now, why does Jesus tell him not to say anything to anybody? See that you tell no one anything. This is because the truth about his messianic mission cannot be understood by just hearing about miracles. The danger is that it would fuel the wrong ideas about the Messiah coming to bring us bread, bring us healing, bring a political revolution. And Jesus did not want that confusion. And so true evangelization is a process. How many people today, they want to see miracles, they are fascinated with speculation about the end of the world and all kinds of things that are fantastic. But are we willing every day to turn to the Lord and allow ourselves to be transformed in this way, to become truly sons and daughters of God? That is a work. That is a discipline. That takes a lot of love and also suffering. And so the fullness of the messianic revelation will come through Calvary. And then, as we enter with him into the cross, then we understand the gospel. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord give us the grace to present ourselves as lepers to Jesus and desire to enter into his heart into his life. God bless you.